This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne is no stranger to pushing boundaries in medical research, and a new clinical trial is set to do just that. Tell us more. We're joined by Professor Susan Rossell from Swinburne University, who's a clinical neuroscientist and one of the lead researchers behind this world first study. Susan, it's great to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about this new trial and why it's so leading?
So I've been on Joy Drive before. I'm talking to you about the importance of doing research in psychedelic medicines. So the types of compounds that we're using are things like psilocybin and magic mushrooms, and how we have been using them to help people with chronic mental health conditions. And we're seeing some really favorable results. One of the critiques of these trials and these new medicines, though, is the expense. We know that a lot of people out there in the general community don't, you know, have $20,000, $30,000 to spend on a treatment, which, you know, for somebody who is trying to find new treatments for everybody is a bit of a problem for us. So we have been working with a pharmaceutical company, Trip Therapeutics, who have perfected a new IV, so intravenous infusion of psilocin, so the compound of interest in magic mushrooms. So we can use it in an IV formulation. We can get it into the body quicker. We can also monitor how long people are having the psychedelic experience for. And essentially, it will be able to do things a lot quicker than we were doing when we were giving people tablets. So it cuts down on the expense.
I was going to say, in terms of being able to manufacture the active medicine, is it easier to do it via IV drip?
I think it's actually been quite a challenge for them to get it to a stable enough situation where we can start to use it in a drip. But they seem to have done it, and they've got some really promising results in all of their healthy control studies. And so now we're going to pilot it on people with mental health problems, which is why we needed it in the first place.
Susan, what are some of the results that you're seeing in terms that are promising?
This hasn't been used thus far in people with mental health problems. So this is part of the world first. But in terms of the studies that have happened with healthy controls, they've had the people have had the psychedelic experience. They're able to, you know, have that full experience of creativity and flexibility, and traveling to the stars and back is what we hear. So we know it's giving them the exact same experiences that we're seeing with the oral compounds, which is just super important for us if we're going to try it with people with mental health problems.
Susan, we've spoken to you several times, as you mentioned, about people with different mental health conditions. How excited are you about this trial?
I'm really excited. We've spoken several times about the positive findings across our different compounds, so our anorexia studies and our depression studies. But the amount of time that it takes to take people through a dosing session can be up to 10 hours. And remember, we've got two people in a room supporting the person, usually a psychiatrist and a psychologist. That's a lot of people hours that we have to pay. Whereas if we can get and we know that the bit of importance is the full psychedelic experience, which is about 2 hours of that whole 10-hour day. So if we can shorten it down to 2 or 3 hours, we're really saving on the costs of therapists.
Now, what do you hope this trial will lead to, in not just for the individuals, but for the wider conversation around eating disorders and mental health?
I think we're doing it in this particular first study is in binge eating disorder. I'm not aware of any groups worldwide that are working in binge eating disorder in this space thus far. So the work that we have done ourselves at Swinburne, and I know there's a group in Sydney working in anorexia. We're all some of the first in the world working in anorexia, but we need to see whether it works in other eating disorders as well. And so hence why we were starting with a disorder which has not yet been touched. And we're really hoping that we see the same kind of positive findings across all of the eating disorders, because in terms of what we know neuroscientifically, which is where my background, it should work for most of them. And that's what we would like to see, that we have positive findings across the spectrum. And I guess the other point I was just going to say is, although we are starting in binge eating disorder, later this year we're looking at launching a bigger study looking across a range of different disorders to do exactly these kinds of comparisons.
Are there certain types of binge eating disorders that, that have maybe have failed treatment, or people that have failed treatment that would be more appropriate for the study, or can anyone join it?
Absolutely. So we're looking for people that have had, a pretty substantive illness, that, have failed treatments as usual. We think that's really where these psychedelic medicines are going to be important. We do have a range of very good medicines in mental health that do help some people, but they don't help everybody, hence why we need others, and hence why I'm doing work in psychedelic medicine. So we're usually looking for people that have tried things and they've not worked for them.
It must be exciting times, though, to have this whole new area open up of research and to be able to be optimistic about the potential outcomes of the studies.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's not just psychedelic medicines. There's a whole range of new medicines just come on the market. You might talk to me in a couple of months about some of the other things that are coming on the market. We do seem to have had an influx of positivity in the mental health space in the last few years, which is good, because we were searching for answers for a while.
Love it. Susan, great to chat with you. Thank you so much. Do you want participants? Where do they go if they want more information?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know what the website address is, but just have a look for me on the Swinburne and get in contact with me. That would be fabulous.
Susan, we look forward to chatting with you again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That was Professor Susan Rossell, Director of Clinical Trials at Swinburne University. So keep an eye on their website for updates. And if you or someone you love is struggling with an eating disorder, reach out to your GP or visit butterfly.org.au for support.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.